Larger and more destructive duodec bombs were hurled against already ruined, torn, and quivering test planets. Uninhabited worlds were being equipped with super Bergenholms and with driving projectors. The Negasphere, the most incredible menace to navigation which had ever existed in space, was being patrolled by a cordon of guard ships. And all this activity centered in one vast building, and culminated in one man, Port Admiral Haynes, Galactic Counselor. And Haynes could not even get enough to eat because he was cutting a new set of teeth. He cut them, all 32 of them. Arm and leg, foot and hand grew perfectly, even to the nails. Hair grew upon what for years had been a shining expanse of pate. But much to Lacey's relief, it was old skin, not young, that covered the new limbs. It was white hair, not brown, that was dulling the glossiness of Haynes' bald old head. His trifocals, unchanged, were still necessary if he were to see anything clearly, near or far. "Our experimental animals aged and died normally," he explained graciously. "But I was beginning to wonder if we had rejuvenated you two, or perhaps endowed you with eternal life. Glad to see that the new parts have the same physical age as the rest of you. It would be mildly embarrassing to have to kill two Grey Lensmen to get rid of them."
"You're about as funny as a rubber crutch," Haynes grunted. "When are you going to give Kinnison the works? Don't you realize we need him?"
"Pretty quick now. Just as soon as we give you and Vaughn your psychological examinations."
"Bah, that isn't necessary. My brain's QX."
"That's what you think. But what do you know about brains? Wurfsa will tell us what shape your mind, if any, is in." The Volantian put both Haynes and von Hohendorf through a grueling examination, finding that their minds had not been affected in any way by the stimulants applied to their pineal glands. Then, and only then, did Phillips operate upon Kinnison. And in his case, too, the operation was a complete success. Arms and legs and eyes replaced themselves flawlessly. The scars of his terrible wounds disappeared, leaving no sign of ever having been. He was a little slower, however, somewhat clumsy and woefully weak. Therefore, instead of discharging him from the hospital as cured, which procedure would have restored him automatically all the rights and privileges of an unattached lensman, the Council decided to transfer him to a physical culture camp. A few weeks there would restore him entirely the strength, speed, and agility which had formerly been his, and he would then be allowed to resume active duty. Just before he left the hospital, Kinnison strolled with Clarissa out to a bench in the grounds.